It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course, on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. Yes, the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen, by the way, is the global measurement and data analytics company. The Nielsen ratings has us once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio for the 10 o'clock hour. Thank you so much. A testament to the great listenership of this program. You've come to expect great business content week in and week out, and we provide. Tonight's show is no different. Well, anyone that tuned in last week knows what this week's show is all about. And of course, it's going to be about the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. But still, just bear with me as we go through the intro. Every week we begin by thanking the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular, Srili, Michal, Malka, Tova, Dina, Miriam, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. And of course, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV. And you can access every single past show that we've had on this program. Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy. Linda Kaplan Thaler, she's in the Advertising Hall of Fame. Christine Comerford, Amanda Holmes, Joanne Lublin from the Wall Street Journal. Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. The list goes on and on. We've had over 350 guests throughout the airing of this program here on 77 WABC. We've had actually a lot more than that. We've been on since mid-15. The actual amount of episodes are roughly 230, but many shows had multiple episodes. In fact, a number of weeks ago, we had three consecutive shows which featured live interviews that I had at Kosher Fest. That's all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But many of the shows had more than 20 guests in the show itself. So that's why, you know, I could safely say that we've interviewed over 350 people. And of course, all that content is available for free by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we're going to go to, normally I say to tonight's guest, but the shout out goes to Malka Fried here on the team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who said, you know, every single week you interview amazing guests and you share their content and you bring out the best in them, and that's true and I appreciate that. So why don't you do a show just sharing, you know, your advice, your content, your world of information that you have, your experience, life experience. I say, yeah, that's nice. And you know what? We said, great, we'll do a show. Turns out I prepared for it, and it's based on the 17, I mean, it's my presentation of the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. And we realized it took more than an hour to present this information. So last week we presented items 1 through 10. Actually, 1 through 9 we did last week. And I'll go through again. The show is based on the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. If you're tuning in just this week, you missed last week's show, no worries. Go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But I'll just go through the list of what you missed. Rule number 1 was perfecting your elevator pitch. Rule number 2 was a salesman is a full-time performer, a salesman and entrepreneur. You're always on stage. Number 3 is always be clear and articulate. Number 4, set goals. Number 5, be a great listener. Number 6, never badmouth anyone. Number 7, always have good things to say about everyone. Number 8 is treat everyone with respect. And number 9 was do your homework. Do your homework. So we're up to number 10, and I'm going to jump right in. And this is number 10. The rule is think I. And number 11 is going to be think you. And this, you know, it is quite important that I explain this out. Think I. Let's say you made a tremendous amount of effort trying to land a big account, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out. Don't look to blame others. Say to yourself, what can I have done differently? What can I have done better? Did I interrupt the prospect too much? Could I have prepared better? In fact, I'll share there was one account I shared real stories, and I'm sharing another real story. There was a particular account that we really wanted to land, and we put a lot of effort, and in the end, we didn't land it. What I did was I made a strong effort to say, okay, what could I have done differently? What mistakes did I make? What did I do wrong, and how, what can I learn from that experience? I didn't say, you know, they were wrong. Should always, anytime you could, from every situation you can learn something. But the important thing is to say I in terms of responsibility. That's the key. Those that blame others really never get ahead in life. Because why? Because they never look in the mirror and correct their flaws. Because, right, it's always someone else's fault. So they never scrutinize themselves and fix their flaws because it was always someone else's fault. Always think in terms of I need to get better. I need to, you know, think in terms of selflessness and how you can serve your clients better. Always think I in terms of how you can improve. The other side, number 11, is think you. Think you in terms of how can I assist you? How can I help your business grow? I'm here for you. So again, I is in terms of improving yourself. What could you learn from the situation? Never, anytime a person's in a challenging situation, think, what can I do better? What can I learn from the experience? However, you is always, what can you do for the other person? Again, if you're a salesperson, how can I help you grow your business? It's not about I, it's about you. That's why this, and this really takes practice in order to really perfect it, in order to make sure. Because if you think I in terms of improving yourself, and you in terms of how you can help others, you will definitely be extremely successful in business. Well, many weeks we have a giveaway, and in fact, tonight's show we have a hardcover autographed book, Shift Ahead, by Alan Adamson. Shift Ahead: How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast Changing World. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy. How do you like that? An autographed copy of this book, Shift Ahead. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a copy of Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
one of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. It's the Mind Your Business program. And we are going through the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. I want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this evening is the book Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World by Alan Adamson and Joel Steckel. In fact, we had Alan Adamson on our program. You can listen to the entire episode that I had with him by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And this book is going to go to one lucky listener. It's, in fact, a autographed hardcover edition of Shift Ahead. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the copy that I have over here, Shift Ahead by Alan Adamson, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World. Well, in the beginning of the program, the first episode or the first part of tonight's program, we discussed rule number 10, which is think I in terms of responsibility and think you in terms of how you could service your clients. And in fact, before I go to number 12, I actually want to share an interesting story that happened. Many years ago, I had the great fortune of working for Art Scroll, Rabbi Meir Zlotowitz, a blessed memory. And I'm going to share, this is really a fascinating incident that shows, that brings out how a great application for number 10 and number 11. Well, they were planning their first, I believe it was the first dinner of the Schottenstein Talmud. And of course, a special congratulations and a mazel tov to all those around the world that finished the cycle of the Talmud. Many celebrated at various locations around the world. In America, recently there was a massive event at MetLife Stadium. There is a major event coming up at Prudential Center for the celebrants with the Deer Shoe program. And again, various different celebrations around the world, and congratulations. But the very first dinner, the Schottenstein dinner at Art Scroll, was taking place back in 90 or 91. And they had booked the Waldorf Astoria for the event. And the planners put a tremendous amount of time into it. And it turned out that venue was not large enough, ultimately, based on the reservations that were coming in. They had booked for a certain, you know, they anticipated a turnout of a certain amount of people. And the reservations just kept on pouring in, and they realized approximately 2 weeks before the event that they were going to have to switch to a larger location. I believe they had switched from the Waldorf Astoria at the time to, let's say it was the New York Hilton, something like that, or the Grand Hyatt, wherever they wound up moving to. And it was 2 weeks before, and it was before too many people back then who had email. Maybe what some people had CompuServe, for those that remember it. I think it was before AOL. Goes back. I'm dating myself a little bit here. And they immediately had to reach out to all the different guests, you know, to make sure that they're going to go to the new location, not to the Waldorf Astoria. Fine. So, of course, they, in true, you know, executive and proactive style, Rabbi Zlotowitz had reached out through phone, through direct mail, through various different channels in order to alert everyone to make sure that they would be notified to go to the right location. Well, as it turns out, then it came, it was the day of the event, I believe it was on a Sunday night, and Rabbi Zlotowitz had asked me to stay with another person at the company to stay at the Waldorf Astoria, to be stationed there with two, I think it was like two limos, and just in case a guest had not, they didn't receive the notification about the new location, and they came to the Waldorf Astoria, we would be able to say to them, "Hi, sir, thank you so much for coming. We actually moved the venue of the tonight's dinner to a different location. Let me put you, you know, into this limousine. Let me usher you in, and please go on to the next location for to participate in this amazing event." Now, did Rabbi Zlotowitz say he thought I, in terms of responsibility, he didn't just say, "You know what? I made a great effort and I notified the world, and therefore, if someone's going to wind up going to the original location, then so be it. That's his bad luck." No. He said, "Listen, we're doing this event. All along, initially, we said it's going to be at the Waldorf Astoria. The fact that it now switched to a new location, I have to make sure that no stone was unturned in order to ensure that no one winds up going to the wrong location." And that's why he had myself and someone else on the staff stay at the Waldorf Astoria. And if I'm not mistaken, if I recall correctly, one person actually showed up. So Rabbi Zlotowitz was right. One person showed up, and then we put him into the into the limo, and then they went along. They went off to the correct location. But the point was, Rabbi Zlotowitz taught me, he said, think I in terms of responsibility. Don't just say, "Well, if someone's going to go to the wrong location, it's their bad." No, think I in terms of responsibility, and think you in terms of what, how can we help you? That's what that was the main lesson from the story. We thought, you, if someone is going to come to the wrong location, what can we do to assist you? That is a you know, just a very important story that to bring out the importance of always thinking I in terms of responsibility and you in terms of how you can be of service to others. Rule number 12. Now, for those, this mainly applies to salespeople. And I'm stressing it because I've seen it violated so often, and therefore it just really needs to be discussed. And that is, a salesperson, of course, has to be persistent, but must always act with a touch of humbleness. Really, I'll put it that way. It has to be polite and humble. Could be, of course, persistent. You have to be in order to be successful in sales, but you have to be humble and sensitive. Not a shmata, as they say, but with respect. If you work for a company at a desk job and perhaps you have two bosses, then also, again, deal with hachna, that's a Hebrew word, with sensitivity and respect. In fact, I'm going to share a story. One day I got a call from a prospective vendor. Now keep in mind, remember, a person should never step on a vendor. You have to treat everyone with respect, like we discussed in last week's show. But certainly, someone who's pitching her business, you know, a vendor, right, always has to, of course, respect their client. So a prospective vendor was trying to get my business. And guess what? He called me up barking into a speakerphone. Now, I mean, you know, this guy was nuts. He wanted my business, and it wasn't clear what he was saying, and he's screaming into a speakerphone. So I finally said, "Listen, excuse me, you know, are you on a speakerphone?" He said, "Yeah, what's the problem?" So I said, "Listen, I'm not a big shot, but, you know, come on, a little common sense, a little decency." You know, and I realized some people just don't get it. Here's another thing. If you're a salesperson and you're having a hard time reaching someone, never say, "Oh, it's so difficult to reach you. You're impossible to get through to." Why would you say something like that? Don't you realize that you'll get on the guy's nerves? He's not going to want to do business with someone who has an attitude. You know, Always, a person has to act with a touch of humility, especially when you're trying to win someone else's business. I'll give you another example. Let's say a salesperson is trying to get going after a new prospective client and hasn't gotten through, and then finally gets through and says, "Man, they're just playing phone tag with you." You realize you're just turning that person off. That person's not going to want to do business with you. Or I've had one person said, "Are you avoiding me?" Why would you say something like that? Remember, you're trying to get him as a client. Like, hello. So very important. Number 12 is that especially a salesperson, really anyone in business, but especially a salesperson, always has to act with humbleness. Of course, you need to be assertive, but you really have to master that art on knowing how to deal with people in a very pleasant and polite way. Before we go to a commercial break, I would like to remind the listeners that our giveaway this week is the book by Alan Adamson and Joel Steckel, Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World. This book, one hardcover copy, an autographed hardcover copy, can be yours. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Shift Ahead by Alan Adamson. Good luck. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Tonight's program is basically it's straight up on the topic of 17 proven rules to be successful in business. And I want to thank my team here, in particular Malka Fried, that had the idea, said, "Hey, listen, every single week you interview these great guests." In fact, just recently we had Richard Solomon. We had, the whole lineup from, of course, Kosher Fest. We had so many amazing guests. By the way, every single one is available. So really, what's that? You could say it.
Investors Bank.
Investors Bank, Michael McIntyre, Bill Brown, and so many other amazing guests on the Investors Bank show. And that content is all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. You know how many people asked they wanted to hear Michael McIntyre's show? It's very simple, mybradio.com. You go to mybradio.com, you'll see it'll pop up. What about the show we did with Jack Friedler? He made his predictions for the upcoming year regarding the real estate market. And he talked about it. You know, people say the real estate apocalypse, right? And we know it's a big challenge. what makes a mall successful, and what, you know, what unfortunately are the key signs that you could tell that a mall won't be successful. Jack Fiedler discussed it. It's all available for free. Go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. So tonight's show is the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. And we are up to number 13. Number 13, oh, I love this one. Rehearse and practice. Now, of course, this applies really to anyone in business. Of course, to salespeople, this is 101. But let's go through and really explain number 13. Let's say you're a salesperson. Practice your pitch again and again and again. You can never practice it too much. Make sure you have it. I mean, let's face it, anyone that's successful in life in anything had a tremendous amount of practice, right? Anyone who's good in anything, you like playing ping pong, you like playing paddleball, whatever you do, if you practice it enough times, you become an expert at it, you become amazing at it. If you're making a pitch, practice and rehearse it again and again and again. Now, let's say you're making a presentation with a PowerPoint off of your laptop. How many times does it happen? I've seen it so many times. That's why I'm talking about it. Where someone goes up, they make the presentation, and then, I don't know, the battery dies on the laptop. Or the file is not there. Or it's the wrong file. I'm like, what's going on? You know, don't let someone tell you. And also, don't just rely on someone on your team. If you're the one that's going to be on the front lines making the presentation, make sure that you try it, because you're the one out there. Don't just, even if you have assistants and secretaries that help you prepare everything, make sure that you try it, because you're going to be held responsible, right? You're on the front lines. You're trying to win this account. You want to make sure that it really works. In fact, be neurotic. Be possessive, because you want to make sure that it actually works. If you're going to be presenting with a brochure, make sure you have brochures in your briefcase. Are they in mint condition? Even if you're great, you have the gift of gab, right? You're a great ad-libber, still prepare. Role play. You know, think about these presidential debates, right? Now we're in the presidential season. The presidential debates, do you know how much debate prep goes on, where they have staffers challenge the candidate with all types of questions, and they try to get them to put them on the spot, because guess what? That probably will happen during the debate. So therefore, they go through and they role play again and again and again. Therefore, rehearse and practice. I like to go back to what I mentioned a few minutes ago. If you're going to make your presentation off of a laptop, because I've seen this happen so many times, and I know so many people in the audience are relating to this, like, yeah, it's happened to me. Well, you could prevent these problems from happening. How? Rehearse and practice. If you're going to make a presentation from a laptop, make sure it's charged. Make sure you have the file. And in fact, here's another important tip. Make sure that it's not plugged in. I mean, if you try something on your computer, it might only work because your computer is connected to the server or what have you. Make sure that you simulate the environment that you're going to be in when you make the presentation. So again, number 13 on the list of 17 proven rules to be successful is rehearse and practice. And of course, tonight's show is part two of this amazing presentation. In case you missed last week, mybradio.com, mybradio.com is the address to get the first part of the presentation of the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. Before we go to a commercial break, we'd like to remind the listeners that our giveaway this week is the book Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World by Alan Adamson and Joe Stickle. Alan was a guest here on Mind Your Business. You could hear even his entire episode. It was really great. He talked about BlackBerry, what happened, and other companies that fell by the wayside. But if they, he really gets at the kishkis of the matter in order to understand how this should not happen to your company. This book can be yours. All you have to do is text out. Well, it's going to go to one lucky listener. Text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book, Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Trainer.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining me. By the way, yes, I do represent a notable marketing company, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and of course, we would love to help scale your business. Feel free to give me a ring at 718-412-3505, 718-412-3505, where we will apply the great principles that we are sharing on this program in order to help you scale your business. Tonight's program is the second in the series of the presentation, 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business. Our giveaway this week is the book, Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World by Alan Adamson and Joe Steckel. Alan was a guest here on Mind Your Business. You can access his show by going to mybradio.com. And in fact, if you just go to Google and you type Alan Adamson, Alan A-L-L-E-N, Adamson, and Mind Your Business, or 77 WABC, it's sure to come up. But his book is going to be given as a giveaway to one lucky listener here on tonight's program. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over the letters MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win the book, Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World. Well, moving back to our program, 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business, we are up to number 14. Can you imagine? This is the second show. We already covered the 13, in case you're just tuning in. Last week, we began from number one, and you can access last week's show, of course, by going to mybradio.com. And tonight's show also will be up by Tuesday morning, and you'll be able to access and listen to the great advice that we are sharing with the listeners here on 77 WABC. Number 14, always do a postmortem. Okay, what's a postmortem? That is an analysis looking back on anything that you were involved with, any type of campaign, event, project, whatever the circumstance was, do a postmortem. Do an analysis. Now, of course, I'm not suggesting to get bogged down with that. But from any situation in life, there are takeaways. There are things that you could learn from in order to what not to do and to know what to do in the future. So, for example, if you had a meeting and you landed an account, do a quick analysis and say, okay, what did I do right in this case that enabled me to land this account? Let's say, unfortunately, it didn't work out. What can I learn from that experience? We touched on it before, right, with I and you. But here, the point is, do that postmortem. Keep notes on the process. Many times as a pattern, many situations repeat itself. And if you have the notes in it, then you could start to correct yourself going forward. But if you don't have the notes and you don't analyze it, then how are you going to improve? By taking a step back and doing an analysis, you can perfect how you deal with specific types of people, specific type of situation. There's always something that could be learned from any type of situation. You know, while on the subject, I just want to share that you could learn from every situation. Naturally, you know, we're in the marketing business, and I'll never forget one time I got a phone call from a telemarketer for something that I actually had no interest in. But the person just wanted to keep on talking, so I wasn't, you know, I wasn't intentionally wasting their time, because the person didn't let me get in a word in edgewise. They just were kind of ramming their messaging down my throat. But you know what? I was patient, and I heard the person out, because I said, you know what? That person was professionally trained. Maybe I could learn a thing or two from their approach. And sure enough, yeah, I learned a thing or two from their approach. Now, again, I'm not the type to go and waste their time. It wasn't, you know, but that person was trying to sell me. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'll hear him out and to see if I can learn it. And I did learn a thing or two. Now, this is a little bit, on message regarding postmortem, but it's the idea. You can learn from every single situation. And therefore, do a postmortem. If you make a presentation and there were some flaws, write them down right away. Leave yourself a message right away. Because otherwise, right, you're unfortunately doomed to repeat mistakes unless you do that postmortem and you rectify the situation and you make a mental note and you put a process in place to make sure that you avoid having that same. In fact, shout out Srilly, the great engineer here. We had traveled together to do a, we are hired by many clients to travel to various places actually around the world. A number of months ago, we were flown to Florida, most recently Israel and France, etc. And there were some takeaways that we had, even though with all our preparation. In fact, I think about the time we were down in Florida. We were flown out I believe it was Hollywood, Florida. And there was a real strong discrepancy between the temperature in the hotel room and heading outdoors. I mean, it was late summer, and you can imagine it in Florida there was around 101, 102 degrees. And of course, in the hotel room, it was, 65, whatever it was. And the equipment had stayed with us in the hotel room. And then we brought it out to the car. We went to the job site, and some of the lenses, what was it?
Some of the video equipment had fog on it, and because of the time that it takes to adjust. We had to wait.
But it's something that, you know, and of course we had the notes going forward. Now, we've been to many job sites over the last 5 years, but that particular circumstance had never happened to us before.
Right. It's fascinating. Certain industries, this is just one of their one of their main parts of their playbook. Like, for example, astrophotography, they're all about humidity changes because they're sometimes high up in the mountains and everything. But yeah, that's something that, you know, you wouldn't think, in Florida, going in and out of a hotel could make a tremendous change.
They can make a big difference.
Professional equipment, yeah.
Now, by the way, just once we're on that subject, how much fun is it chasing lizards?
Oh, yeah, in Florida, they have those little...
Are they cute?
Yeah, they run very fast.
Talk about macro photography.
Oh, yeah, they run very fast.
Got to capture it.
I captured something. It's a lot of fun.
Well, we are on... We just... So this is, again, number 14, about always doing a postmortem. It's very important, you know, to... And there's always a takeaway from every situation. Don't beat yourself up about it. However, definitely do an analysis, get to the bottom of it and say, make a resolution that you won't repeat that error again, but it will only happen if you do that postmortem. We now move to number 15, dealing with emotions. Now, emotions are, you know, fantastic. We're all human. We all you know, get emotional, but it's one of those things that must be kept in check. When you're dealing with a client, of course a client wants to know that you're passionate about their cause, that you really deeply care. But don't get too emotionally involved before the client signs the contract. Be passionate, be ambitious to try to land the account, but don't get too emotionally involved because the client might say no, and then, right, you'll feel really hurt. So give it your all, show that you're all in, but at the same time, don't get emotionally involved before you land the client. You know, let's discuss the following scenario. A person spends a great deal of time trying to land an account and then unfortunately gets rejected, so you got to move on. Of course, as we just said in the previous rule, a person should do a postmortem to find out why they didn't land it, but don't fixate on it, don't fantasize about it. As we say in the world, Gamzu Latova, everything's for the best. Move on, but at the same time, make sure that that you don't get emotionally involved before you land it. However, once you land an account, certainly become really passionate. Clients want to know that you deeply care about their brand, about their campaign, about their institution, about their company. Tonight's giveaway, we have an amazing book, Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in the Fast-Changing World by Alan Adamson and Joel Steckel. I have one hardcover copy, an autographed copy, and it's going to go to one lucky listener here of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Shift Ahead by Alan Adamson and Joel Steckel, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World. Good luck. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. It's yours truly that is taking you and sharing time with the great listeners of Mind Your Business. And again, a number of people have mentioned this to me over the years. I mean, of course, I'm always so touched by the feedback that I get. Emails, people that stop me, call me, send me WhatsApp messages. Just as you know, complimenting the great work of our team. It's not just me. It's the team that prepares so diligently. We look for great guests. We prepare and have conversations with them before the show. In fact, your business can be featured on the show. There is a process. We're quite selective, as the listeners know, on the content that we produce for this great program here on 77 WABC. If you want more information, feel free to reach out to Michal at 718-412-3507, 718-412-3507. We don't have much time left on the show, so I want to make sure to cram in every single minute because it's all about presenting great content for you, the great listener of Mind Your Business. One final reminder here about our giveaway. The giveaway tonight is the book by Alan Adamson and Joe Steckel, Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World. There is one autographed hardcover copy of it. It can be yours. It's going to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book, Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World. Well, we're going through last week and this week. We're completing the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. We have only two left, number 16 and number 17. In case you're just tuning in, you'll be able to get them to access on any platform that you love by going to, well, mybradio.com. mybradio.com is the platform for all the past shows. And of course, on there, you like listening on Spotify. You could always go straight to Spotify or to Google Play and iTunes and whichever platform you enjoy consuming your media. Go straight to that platform or go to the website that hosts it all, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Of course, a shout-out to C-Suite Radio. A lot of people listen via C-Suite Radio. There were times you had over 1,000 downloads in 1 week. It's all about providing great content for you. That's what we do at Bottom Line Marketing Group. We generate amazing content, engaging content for our clients. Of course, we'd love to help you grow your business. You could reach out directly to me to explore that further. Yitzhak Saflis here, 718-412-3505, 718-412-3505. We are up to number 16 on the list. Number 16 is Know Yourself Well. This is a really interesting one. You know, we all have our pet peeves, our idiosyncrasies. You know, we might call it mishigasin, right? You know, I'll give you an example. There's a certain time of day that we're most effective, and there's a certain time of day that we're least effective. There are many people, let's say around 3:30, between 3 and 4, they're not at their peak, they're not at their peak performance. So, you know what? That's a good time to go through your emails, your voicemails, your U.S. mail, right? To go through it at that time. Don't use the time when you have the most energy. Let's say, for example, in the morning hours, don't waste time going through mail during those during those hours. If you're a salesperson, get on the phone. Make those calls. If you're a creative person, develop creative concepts. Know yourself well. The times when you have the most energy, make sure to work on the things that require the most amount, require your greatest energy. And the times of day when you're at, you know, your least peak performance, then save other things. You could do some organizing during that time, right? Everyone always needs some time to organize around that desk, or you limit the clutter. But the point is, know yourself well. Here's some other points. Some people like the cold, and make sure that in your area, I mean, people here at Bottom Line Marketing Group know that I love the cold. They joked around that one time they were going to buy me a walk-in freezer and set up my desk in a walk-in freezer. I love the cold. But if it gets warm, I get sleepy. What can I tell you? You know, there's some people that it's the opposite. So know yourself. What about music? Some people work well to music. Some people it's distracting. Some people like a fish tank in their office. Some people like a parrot. The point is that these are not, you know, mishigasan, right? These are things that are, it's important for every person to know themselves well, and therefore these are things that can make them operate at a much greater level of efficiency if they leverage the times that work well and the different environments that make them perform better. Make sure that you always leverage those things that you know make you, you know, work better and more efficient. And again, at the times or the environment that you don't work as efficient, make sure to save the things that don't require your maximum energy. And last but not least, this is especially for salespeople. Always make the ask. This is important that, you know, there are people out there that are in sales and they'll make a whole pitch, but they won't ask for the sale. Always ask for the sale, right? Because if you're pitching a prospect, they certainly want to know that you really want their business. So as we approach the close, I'm going to review the 17 proven rules to make you successful in business. Of course, this week it was part two. Last week was part one of this presentation. So in case you want to hear exactly how we explained each of these rules, you can easily go back and listen to it. The easiest way to access both shows and, of course, every single past episode of Mind Your Business is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Rule number one was perfecting your elevator pitch. We talked about the elevator pitch and how to present it and how to prepare it. Number two was a salesman is a full-time performer. You're an entrepreneur is a full-time performer. You're always on stage. Make sure you're ready to be successful and to make the sale. Number three is always be clear and articulate. Number four, set goals. How important is that at the beginning of a year? Number five, be a great listener, right? And I shared the quip that is said, God created every person with two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionately. That's on number five. Number six, never badmouth anyone. Number seven, always have good things to say about others. Number eight, treat everyone with respect. You never know where someone that you deal with will be on the corporate ladder in the months ahead or the years ahead. And I did share a story how I landed an account because I had the opportunity to treat someone with respect years earlier, and that played itself out. And years later, that person sent me a major account. Number nine, do your homework. Number 10, think I in terms of responsibility. Number 11, think you in terms of service, in terms of what you can do for others. Number 12, a salesperson, especially a salesperson, but really any executive in business, although they have to be persistent, always has to be always has to act with a level of a sensitivity and act with humility and to be humble. Number 13, rehearse and practice. Always make sure to practice and to prepare before you make a presentation. Number 14, always do a postmortem. Number 15, how to deal with emotions, how to prepare yourself emotionally to deal with a client, and when to become more vested. Number 16 is know yourself well, and number 17 is the ending, always make the ask. Well, this wraps up the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. I want to thank my team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular, Malka Fried, who had the idea and really kept on pushing on it. Said, listen, every single week you interview great guests, and that's fantastic. But what about doing a show and sharing your ideas with the listeners of Mind Your Business? And they said, you know what? Fine, we'll put together a good list. And sure enough, we prepared the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. And that was the presentation both last week and this week. Well, this wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for more great business content right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.